To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. So, Chris Evans is the big name replacement for Jeremy Clarkson on Top Gear. Is he the right man to save the huge BBC show's brand, or could he end up being just as controversial? Well, Perry McCarthy, who was the original Stig on the show, is with us this morning. What do you think, Perry?
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
I'm delighted Chris has changed his mind, because I think he needs a really popular figure to replace Jeremy, and Chris is very creative and understands cars. He's got a passion for them. So, yeah, great choice.
Yeah, do you think he did change his mind, or was he always going to take it? Part of his contract negotiation. No, I don't want it. BBC offers more money.
It was a clever ploy if it was contract negotiation. I think at the time, I think he was, you know, he actually believed that he didn't want to do it and couldn't do it. But obviously something's changed his mind. And yeah, I think that it's going to be a very different show. But there will still be some of the key DNA, I imagine, in it. Like the Stein and Ruth Price car, and hopefully they retain Stig out there and the studio audience. But, you know, Chris will bring his own magic to it.
How different do you think the show will be under Chris?
It's interesting because, you know, if you look at Chris's responsibilities at the moment, is that will he be able to film abroad? So, you know, will the nature of that change with his own schedule? But I'm sure he knows what he's doing in his own schedule. So I think that it will be... It will just have a different humour on it. A lot of it's on the interaction of the presenters, you know, that getting that chemistry across to make it fun.
Are the other two staying, by the way?
Say again for me, Stephen.
Are the other two staying? Is Hammond, etc., staying?
My understanding is that they're not. That's my understanding. But I'm probably not the fountain of all knowledge on this. I know that you're a popular and connected man who's influential, Stephen. You should put my name in the ring.
I wonder, is that a good thing, actually, if they're not staying, you know, a complete clean sweep here and let Chris Evans build his own team around him?
Well, I'm sure Chris is going to be, you know, very much part of choosing who presents with him, because he's going to want that kind of banter and that interaction. Otherwise, it'll be a very staid and stiff affair. I mean, you know, he's going in to fill big shoes, isn't he? So he's going to come up with people who really like him in the role, and he's going to come up with some criticism. He's got to make the show his own.
Yeah, and of course, with TFI Friday coming back there the other day, I thought it was fantastic. I just thought it showed how terrible British TV is at the minute when you saw that, and it had an energy and a vitality about it. Did you see it?
Unfortunately, I didn't, but I heard people saying exactly the same as you. It's that, you know, Chris is going to produce maybe a needed spark to ignite Top Gear again in a new incarnation.
There we go. I'm just hearing there that Richard and James are not staying.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, one of the team in here were listening to Chris Evans on the radio team this morning, actually. So Richard and James not staying. So he'll build his own people around him. I wonder who he'll bring in, because you're right, that chemistry is so important, isn't it?
It really is. I think the thing is, you've got to have people who bounce off each other well. Preferably, I'd really like to see whoever does step into the other two's shoes, that I really would like to see that they understand cars and they're passionate about cars, not just a big name put there as a token gesture. But, they need to stay on the subject of cars, but to have a laugh with it. I think that's been the very difficult thing that Top Gear has had to face for many years, is to keep finding a way to engage the viewer on the same subject of cars. It's not an easy deal.
It's interesting also, because Evans would be one of those presenters who, you know, he would have annoyed enough bosses in his time. He wouldn't exactly stick to BBC rules all the time. He would stretch them, he would bend them. You know, quite similar to what Mr. Clarkson made a living.
I think they've got similar natures but different styles, you know. So, but it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if you're looking at the future of Top Gear on an international scope, is the how Chris goes down with the international buyers, because this is out in 215 territories at the moment. It's a big cash cow, or pardon me, has been, for the BBC. So it's going to be interesting if Chris's UK popularity stretches abroad.
Okay, listen, thank you very much indeed.